is to be a dreamer. But you know I find.
Welcome back to the Energy Converters Student Voice Podcast. I am Charles Cole. Love being with this group of folks. I'm with my Emory squad, and I'm about to have them introduce themselves. We're going to start over here.
Hello, I'm Jaden. I'm in the 10th grade, and I'm 16 years old, and I go to Emory High.
Okay.
My name is Nessa, and I'm in the 12th grade, and I go to Emory High School.
My name is Talia. I'm in the 11th grade. I go to Emory High School.
All right, man. So y'all are one show in. The EOYDC crew, they did two shows. You know, they was trying to get on y'all head a little bit. I mean, it's all in love, but they was like, we got to do two shows, you know.
Yeah.
So, but y'all did a really, really good job. Y'all was a little nervous, but y'all got there. So from that last episode, your principal heard it and was really excited about it. Like, she had some really good things to say. Can somebody tell me what happened as a result of her listening to y'all podcast?
We started a council, like a mental health council, like group, where we're going to figure out how to help the students with, like, you know, certain things that they deal with. And if y'all got anything else to say?
Yeah, so some ideas we threw out there was, like, having a 24/7 support system type thing going on and with students from Emory helping other students, and a number that most students could text when they're not feeling good, and so we could help solve their problems or help them get through it. So yeah.
Also, what Jaden said, we was doing a 24-hour thing where they can call us, text us if they're feeling down or if they feel like they need a little bit more support. We also have the one-on-one with the students, where the student will either, a 12th grader will go out and help other students during the day. And also, the teachers are taking students to either go talk to a counselor or Ms. Good or Mr. McIntosh. So
what part of the podcast do you think made her want to do that? What was said that this 24-hour kind of action student mental health support system that just kind of got formed, like, what happened?
Yeah, we talked about most of our friends or people we know who, like, go and struggle through, like, mental health and have problems at home that most people at school don't know about or don't seem to even care about. We talked about how teachers need to keep mental health in mind more when they communicate with students. We talked about the relationships between students and teachers and mm-hmm. and how, like, mental health is a part of that. And yeah, so that caught our principal's eye, and she decided to create that mental health council.
So how does she approach y'all about it? Like, tell me the story.
So I was actually working in a concession stand after school, and she was talking to me, and she's like, Nessa, I heard your podcast. It was, like, right after this. And she's like, I heard it. And she's like, I really want to do something about it, so I'm going to talk to you. I think she said she was going to set a meeting up with me. But then she told me, like, she had, like, started a group. And then she had told me, like, can you get people to sign this? Or can you sign up for this? So for the mental health council. And I was like, yes. And then we talked about, like, other stuff, like doing a girls group and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Did you have anything you wanted to add, Talia? Or okay. So let me ask y'all a question. So y'all had this thought. You did this show. You said what you needed. And then folks responded to it. Like, what does that feel like to actually ask for something that you all have wanted for a long time, and then y'all put it out there in the universe, and then it happened? Like, how does that make you feel?
It made me, like, feel like change can actually happen when we, like, when our principal knows about these type of things. So it made me feel like we actually have voices, and that we can actually make a change at this school, and that our voices actually matter, and things could actually become better through this podcast and other sources.
Okay. And Talia, since we missing the microphone, when you want the microphone back, you got to, like, wave at me to get to, and I'll hand you the microphone, okay? All right. So Well, I think that that's dope, man. And I think that she was really, really excited. And I think that a lot of there are other school principals and school leaders that's listening to this podcast and are taking ideas from what you all are saying and trying to talk to their students and engage them about it. Like, you all have power. And I also want to shout out, you know, Jaden. I want to give Jaden a big round of applause because Jaden's work, his article that went viral earlier, like, it caught the attention of a lot of folks. And he might have the opportunity to speak in front of a really, really large group. And that's why I was really pushing you all to, like, get your writing and get your research and stuff out there. And that don't mean that every time you write something, that every time you say something, people going to jump on a dime or whatever. But think about it, right? Jaden, everything you've put out thus far has had, like, a huge impact. So part of the reason that it's hard to get young people to write or to get engaged with stuff like that because they don't think anything's going to happen. But you batting a thousand. So, I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to get you all's thoughts on that. Have y'all had the opportunity to read what Jaden had wrote? People can't see you nodding.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
I thought it was, like, really good because, like, you know, he got recognized for that. Like, you know, that's important that he's actually speaking up for the students and speaking up for himself and, like, you know, helping the teachers understand. So yeah. I feel like that was really good.
Yeah. So, Talia, let me ask you. So, in that, and we got a few articles of yours that we sitting on that we're trying to get going and we're trying to work out, right? What's the impact that you want to see come from the research you're doing or the writing or the podcast?
Well, I kind of just want to, like, put my voice out there for people to know and understand, like, no matter what you're doing and everything, it can be heard and you will be heard. And it may take time to, like, do stuff and everything, but sooner or later, you're going to get out there, you're going to do good, and people are going to recognize you for what you did.
All right, So what comes with success is expectation. So now people know you and they want your thoughts. So, you know, your principal has said that she actually wants to be on the show with y'all. She wants to have a discussion with you all. Like, she wants y'all to get her some thoughts and she wants to come and bring her best self to be in the space with you all to have, like, live dialogue. So what are the three things that need to be improved at this school? Nessa, I think you have something. What was the first thing that you had said?
I said teachers and students' relationship, because that's, like, a big problem in, like, just our school. And, like, not just our school, but most schools, that's a big problem. Because if you have a better relationship with your teacher, you can actually understand and, like, come to them when you need something or come to them when you need help. Because a lot of students are, like, failing because they don't have a good relationship with their teachers. And I feel like if we improve that, we will improve grades and everything else. And, like, you know, we will improve our school.
So give me an example of what these relationships look like now.
You go to a teacher. Like, you talk to your teacher. They might say something. Like, okay, so, for example, you go to your teacher, you tell her something. Or you tell him something, and they'll just, like, sit there. They won't even help you out. They won't even say nothing. Like, you know, they have, like, favorites, kind of. And I feel like every child should get treated equally. So I feel like if that teacher goes up to every student and, like, you know, try to create that relationship with it would be much better. Like, for example, like in school, if I go up to a certain teacher, I don't think I would get the help I need. But if I go up to a teacher that I know and that I done met for, like, years and, like, spent time with, I feel like I would get a better outcome. They would, like, help me more. Like, they'll stay after school. Like, they'll ask me when something's wrong. And I feel like that's a big part of, like, a family in a school.
Okay. Now, what happens when that teacher tries to ask you what's wrong or engage you and you don't want to, like, engage with that person, right? I mean,
not if you're single, you out in front of the whole class. Like, I would like you to pull me to the side and single me out.
There you go. That's some good advice.
A lot of teachers don't even, like, push it that far. They'll leave it at what it is. They'll be like, oh, she's having a bad day. I'm just going to leave her alone. But, like, you know, sometimes that student needs that extra step. And not just on a teacher's part, it's on a student's part, too. But I feel like if we felt comfortable enough to come to a teacher, like, you know, I feel like it would be so much better.
So let me ask Talia and Jaden. So one thing she said is increasing and improving student and teacher relationships. How do we do that? What suggestions do y'all have? Which one y'all want to go first?
One thing that I have in mind is maybe teachers need to stop showing their favorites in front of students, because I feel like some of these teachers they know they have favorites and everything, and they show it in front of everybody, and then everybody kind of just feel like, oh, well, we know she or he has a favorite, and maybe we should stop trying and everything. And if they're not going to talk to me and just talk to their favorites and everything, I'll just stop talking in class and just talk to my friends, just don't even care about, like, my schoolwork and everything. And I feel like that happened, like, a lot in class and everything. And then also with the teachers, like, it's just, they don't, like, some of them don't put in the efforts to, like, talk to the kids and everything. And then we don't get what we want. And then we just sit in the back of the classroom and just don't even talk to anybody, don't even talk to the teachers, and we just write down what the teacher's writing, and we just wait for a while.
So, Jayden, I know you probably got thoughts, but let me push y'all a little bit. Let me push y'all a little bit. Like, this whole thing about getting on teachers saying that they got favorites and stuff. You got favorite people in your life? Raise your hand if you got a favorite teacher.
Of course I got a favorite person.
Do you got a favorite teacher? Do you got a favorite teacher?
Yep, I got a favorite teacher.
Okay. You got a favorite teacher, Talia? Okay. All three of y'all got a favorite teacher. Like, let's not, like, look.
We're not saying it like that. We're trying to say it. Like, if you showing your favorites and the student is coming to you and asking you for help, it's a difference when you have a favorite and you help everybody. It's a difference when you don't. And that's how I feel. Like, you know, certain teachers don't, when they have a favorite, they tend to just help them favorite.
I love this conversation. I love this conversation. Let me tell you why. Because this is the thing, right? I love how, like, y'all putting expectations on teachers that y'all like, put it like this. Y'all have been in the classroom and it's that one kid or two kids that's like just super disruptive, or like they try to call on them and they disrupt in the class and stuff like that. And then there might be like two or three students that's like, when the teacher asks a question, they always raise their hand. They always nice. They respectful. Like, teachers got feelings too. They people too. I'm not caping for teachers or making like an excuse for the teachers here. I'm just saying, like, y'all don't say it like sometimes y'all can't be difficult to deal with. Like, I've been in classes, I've been in some of y'all classes and just watched, right? It's been some folks that's been, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. How many times y'all have seen a student be super disrespectful to a teacher? Every day?
Every day,
right? So all I'm saying, actually, I like the suggestion that you made. I'm with it. I'm actually 100% with it. I just also like to argue about this because, like, we're not going to act like they're not human too. You know what I'm saying? Jayden, what was your thoughts? How do we improve teacher-student relationships?
I say, like, the Wednesday check-ins we used to have, they used to work. I mean, they still work most of the time, but some teachers do them differently. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some teachers actually go, like, have everybody talk in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Some pull the all students aside and talk to them individually. And other teachers really just don't care. So there needs to be, like, a common ground or, like guidelines for that Wednesday check-in that will probably help the teacher and student relationship strengthen. And another thing I was going to say is, for those two disrespectful kids that we was talking about, I feel like they just really don't know the importance of high school and the importance of school in general. And that part of that can be to blame for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that is just probably just is themselves.
Right. No, I think that's a good point. Here's what I'm hearing. One of the things that we're going to talk about with Ms. Good is how to improve student-teacher relationships. And actually, a bunch of energy converters wrote about it a lot last year, right? They said a lot of the same things that you all said. So teachers can be more attentive. They can not play favorites. You know, they can do a better job at hiding who their favorites are. But also students, you know what I mean? Like, I will tell you this as somebody who's helped lead classrooms and sessions and things like that. Nothing makes me feel better than, like, if a student is out of line and another student is the person that, like, reels them back in. Like, hold on, man. Like, I'm trying to learn right now. Or, like that just makes the job so much easier. You know what I mean? So that's one. What's the second thing that we can do to make this school better?
I say we can this school is pretty decent.
Jump in. What she was about to jump in on, you
feel me? I feel like we should have, like, more sports programs. Like, it's hard. Like, you know, I know they say we broke and stuff, but it's really hard because, like, a lot of students, like, they'll come and they'll be like, they want this, but not every student wants to play. And I feel like everybody should get an equal opportunity to, like, you know, if they want to play baseball, they should be able to play. Thank and I feel you. Like it's kind of hard because when we go
What to you them, mean? Do y'all have a baseball team?
No. They said they didn't have enough money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
y'all got a softball team, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, you know, the dudes, they were asking, like, this one boy, he wanted to have a baseball team, but they told him he had to put it together. But then they were saying they didn't have enough money, so it's kind of hard.
I mean, y'all got to raise some money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, when I was a student here, I went to Emory. When I was a student here, like, we had baseball, basketball, football, and you didn't just get to play. Let's just be very clear. You tried out. Some people didn't make it. And I mean, we had pretty decent teams. The football team struggled for a little bit, and then it got better. But, like, our basketball team, like, we won our league title every year. We was only a few games away from state. Like, it ain't handouts, you know what I'm saying? But I hear what you're saying, though. You want more sports and things of that nature.
I just feel like that would make it better for the students. Cause, like,
do y'all have enough people that want to play baseball to have a team, though?
A lot of people want to play. But yeah. I'm not sure because I don't play baseball.
See, jump in. What were you going to say?
Yeah, let me just say this. We just started doing announcements, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I think so. But anyways, it doesn't seem like in announcements, that's our chance to, like, inform people about these clubs and about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's kind of inconsistent. Like, you know, they'll alert us about, like, oh, there's energy converters today if you want to do that after school in Mr. Tenson's room.
Right.
They'll say that one time, and then the next week they won't, and then the next week after that they probably will. It's just inconsistency that's in our school. It just seems like that concept is just throughout it. So mm-hmm. we just need, like, more guidelines for things. We just need more consistency, and we just need to
okay.
Yeah, we just need to figure things out. So, like, I say, like, let's say next year, if we do want a football or basketball team, we could use the announcements as an advantage to, like, help inform everybody about these things that our school people at our school want. Because it doesn't seem like everybody, like, wanted it. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like everybody knew
right.
about
and
it.
Right, and I think that's a good point. And also, let's also put in the context for the listeners, right? Emory is a very, 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 very small school. It's small. How many students y'all have here?
200.
Like 200, right? It's a small school. So, like, for a school to have a whole bunch of, like, programs, you got to really want folks that's going to actually use the stuff, right? So remember when I talked to y'all about this every time we have a lecture. I talked to you about student agency and agency. You remember, Nessa, you remember what agency is? We just talked about it. See, having kids. Agency, right? Agency is the ability for you to make individual, like, decisions and do things for yourself. So student or academic agency is like, if I know what's best for me, I'm gonna do those things without somebody asking me, right? So the stuff that you just said, you just talked about student life stuff. The people that oftentimes do the announcements tend to be students. That's something that y'all can control. That's not something that Ms. Good has to deal with, right? That's not something that your principal needs to deal with. That's something that y'all can deal with as leaders. So, you know, I do think that's a good thing to kind of bring up, like, having more clubs and more and more sports. But this is the thing. So what happens if y'all go to bat for this, she finds some money for it, and then people don't come to it, right? Because this program, y'all can earn money. You can get your stuff published. It's a whole bunch of people that say they want to do it. But y'all the people that's rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, like, when you invest money in something and people don't show up, you know, schools ain't just balling. Ain't no... Y'all school board and y'all principal, they not making it rain downstairs, you know what I'm saying? They not like, oh my God, we got all this money, what can we do, right? So that's why that club that y'all started around the mental health stuff, y'all got to make sure people go. Because your principal went on the limb, right? She put the stuff together. So as a leader, Nessa, I'm expecting you to be one of the people that's like, when those meetings come up, like, you got to be on people's head when they don't show up, when they don't do it. Like, who going to keep spending bread and people ain't showing up, you know? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, last year we had, like, a lot of clubs and everything, but nobody went to any of the clubs. We had cooking, anime club, and I think we had a club for science. We have a math club. But last year, nobody in the beginning, everybody went to the clubs and everything. Everybody did what they had to do. And then towards the middle of the year, nobody started to go to the clubs. Nobody wanted to do nothing anymore. Nobody wanted to do the clubs. They wanted to just hang out with friends. So we stopped having any clubs this year. So we only have the math clubs this year.
So what's the third thing, right? So we got the two things around clubs, and I'm going to keep pushing y'all. Y'all know I got love for you. You know I'm going to always show up. You know what I'm saying? I was showing up to this thing when we started with pizza every time I came and lessons and all that stuff. You feel me? Like, so I'm going to show up, but y'all got to do y'all part too. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not, like, I'm not talking to you like y'all baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all need to do. You know when people being disrespectful. You know when folks say they're going to do something and then they don't show up. How many of y'all, remember, we talked about finna friends. The people that's talking about all the time what they finna do. And they'll never do it. How many of y'all got finna friends? Oh, all the hands went up? Okay. Yeah. So what's the third thing that we can do to improve the school? One of them is for the principal. One is kind of for y'all. What's the third thing?
Teaching habits and students not listening in class and everything. That's one thing we could really work on, because when students talk, they tend to get on the nerves of the teachers and everything. Then the teacher starts really don't want to do nothing anymore because students keep on talking. So we wait for like 10 minutes until the students stop talking, which takes literally the whole entire class period. Like in art, everybody talks. So we have to wait for like 20 minutes in order for everybody to just stop talking. And then teachers just want to stop even working and everything. Then we go outside, we have to wait even more longer because everybody wants to keep on talking outside. So that's all. And then also in one of our classes, there's a class before us. If they talk and everything, we get disciplined for it, which means they write stuff on the board and then they just don't even talk at all. And then we have to write it down, hurry up and do what we have to do. We don't understand it until the next day when they teach it again.
So have any of y'all dealt with that, like with what she's saying?
Yeah, I have like a personal experience or multiple personal experience with that. It seems like it's counterproductive to not teach when students are not talking. But like my thing is, I know it's like high school and like you care more about students and them not teaching. Like them talking, and if they're not talking, all that type of stuff, because in college they don't care. So basically in high school it's cool to care, but it's counterproductive to not
what teach. You mean they don't care in college?
Because in college, like from people who told me about it and from people around me told me about college, it makes it seem like they do not care. If you're pretty much an adult now, they do not care if you don't understand things. It's just, you know,
so like
you have to take responsibility in college.
Yeah, you gotta take responsibility. So like, you want me to give you a little bit of game about college? So y'all are all on your way to college. Let me translate that for you a little bit. In college, especially in undergrad, when you first start, you're gonna have some classes that might be small with like 25 students, 20 students or whatnot, and you're gonna have some hall classes, which is like maybe 175 students, 250 students, right? It's not that they don't care. It's that classroom management is what y'all are talking about. Like, that's, I don't have time for that. And you're paying for this. So I'll just ask you to leave. Mr. Cummins, can you leave, please? Thank you. There's another thing that in some classes that I had when I was in undergrad a long time ago, because I'm old, if you were late, like if you were more than 5 minutes late, they just locked the door. Door is just locked. You just missed that. You know what I mean? And so you are a lot more responsible for yourself. So, I mean, I think that's something that's really important. But classroom management is what y'all are talking about. So that's what you just described. So here's what I like most about Energy Converters is I like hearing y'all's thoughts and I like hearing y'all's experiences. And those are important. Why that's important, y'all got to do research and y'all got to learn too. You know what I mean? So y'all going to do some research around classroom management. Around yo, like, this is what a classroom should kind of look like. This is when in an exemplary class, this is what teachers tend to do. Because if you know what the great teachers do, you know when you're getting good teaching versus when you're not getting good teaching. Y'all are on point, right? Like, you know that this it don't feel right if somebody trying to fix the class for 25 minutes. How many times you been in the classroom and it took them like 25, 30 minutes to like get the classroom settled down and then nothing happened still?
I've been millions.
Multiple? Yeah.
Like, basically, like, the whole years I've been here besides senior year because, you know, our teachers be like, get out. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
So I like this conversation, and I think that what y'all are doing is y'all are opening up an opportunity to have – I want to bring one of y'all teachers on. I want to bring one of y'all teachers on that has, like, just kicked folks out or just been like, nah, I'm not dealing with it, because I want y'all to actually get a perspective with each other, right? Like, because again, right, like, y'all are human, they're human, they're getting paid to be here, it ain't a lot of money, but they are the professionals, right, around that piece. But I think that there's a common ground that y'all can kind of have a conversation around. So it looked like y'all got some stuff to talk about with Ms. Good. Is there anything else, any other topics that y'all want to touch on before we finish the show?
Talking about topics outside of this?
You can talk about whatever you want. What you want to talk about?
Yeah, Nessa.
Okay, so I got this topic. I don't know if it's like too personal.
Nessa, if you don't listen, Nessa, we about to give you trouble on this podcast, okay? We always got to talk to Nessa about talking into the microphone. Nessa, every time we see her away from the microphone, she talking, and she talking loud.
Yelling.
When she here, she want to be 20 feet away from the microphone. She want to throw alley-oop voices and all that stuff. Can you talk into the microphone, please?
Yeah, I'm talking now. Okay, so I want to talk about, like, abortions. Y'all mind talking about that?
Okay, that wasn't, we didn't even slide into that. You just
No, I want to talk about, like, what do y'all think about it? Because, like, you know how some people don't believe in abortions, but then some people do. Pro-life and
pro-choice.
Yeah. So I want to know y'all thoughts on that before I say my thoughts.
Okay,
I'm gonna let you students do what y'all do.
I'm pro-choice. So, like, if accident happened and these people aren't ready, they know they will be in total debt and they're already poor enough, and abortion can save them thousands of dollars. And it just for people who are pro-life and they want people who are not ready to give birth to kids and for these kids to grow up in an environment that they should not be in, it's just like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm honestly gonna have to disagree to agree. I'm kind of in the middle. If you want to give to abort a kid, you can, but then you gotta look up at a different point of view. When the kid is in your belly for at least 5 months and everything, you just now thinking about aborting the kid, I believe that is not right, because the kid is beating, the heart is beating. Actually, after 3 months, the heart is beating. It's beating really loud. So if you abort the kid, basically you're killing it. And I just disagree with that whole entire topic. I feel like you do have a choice in it. You do. But at the simple matter of it, when the baby has a heartbeat, I feel like it shouldn't be killed.
Okay, so
this is your topic. What? What? 5 months was really specific. Did y'all just like have a conversation in class or something about it? Like,
no, like we be talking about it in class because it was crazy. We were in Mr. Tinta class and we was reading a book and a girl had a man and he was trying to, like, you know, be into the drug life, you know, be a drug dealer or whatever.
In the book?
Yes, but she was pregnant. I'm like,
what was the book? What book were y'all reading? Was it Bill Street?
No. I think it was like this one right here. Well, there goes dreams. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So we were reading it, and it was talking about, and I was just like, sometimes it's better to abort the baby, but not in a bad way. Just like abort it, because if you don't want to put yourself in that predicament where you got a man that's selling drugs and not taking care of no kid, and it's sometimes you're not ready. But for, like, me, I feel like abortions, I feel like I'm with it, but I'm not. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes you need to have abortions, like, for certain things that come out. Because, like, you know, there's different things, like people get raped and everything else. I feel like abortions is good for that. But I feel like if you lay down sometimes accident, but sometimes, like, if you lay down, you had unprotected sex. I just feel like you should be able to take care of that baby. You get what I'm saying? If you could sit there and you knew what you were doing before you laid down, I feel like you should be able to take care of it. But then I agree with abortions because of the simple fact of the rape and stuff. But I just feel like people shouldn't, if it was me, I wouldn't get an abortion.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. But, like,
but you know, sometimes it's you in a dire need. Like, I'm not trying to be struggling. I see my mama struggling. I'm not trying to be struggling with no baby.
Exactly.
Okay. I didn't see my mama struggle with, like, my mama have 6 kids. I didn't see her struggle all the way through with that baby daddies that barely even showed up when they were supposed to show up. So I just feel like my mama raised me better than that. So
that's why, like, I'm leaning towards, like, pro-choice more than pro-life because, pro-life. If you're able to have one and to able to take care of one and have the resources needed and you're all married and it's like, it's all good. There's no reason to kill it. Like, why do that? But if you're really just struggling, man, like in an environment, you know that the baby's going to grow up in is harmful. I really think I'm really leaning towards the pro-choice part of it. So yeah, I think it should be legal to abort.
Well, I don't know where the topic came from, but this is y'all's podcast. Absolutely. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I feel like that's a big, like, you know, problem in the world today. Do you, like, little girls be getting pregnant at such a young age?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend that was pregnant at 14, a friend that was pregnant at 15. She's struggling to take care of her kid now because, like, you know, it's hard. And I understand. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, sometimes I feel like you have to because I don't want to see you struggle. I feel like nobody should have to struggle with a child. I know that some people feel like it wasn't a mistake when they brought a life into the world, but I feel like if you're struggling, you don't want to see your child to see you struggle every day. Mm. Like, you know, I don't like, you know, I feel like that's...
No, I hear you. Like I said, it's obviously something that's heavy on your heart. It's something that you, like, see around and that you're dealing with. Like this is y'all podcast. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I think that y'all articulated your points pretty well. I think that, you know, I'm interested to see how, like, I'm interested to know how your school engages you around, like, these type of talks, right?
They don't really talk about these.
Yeah, they don't.
I feel like we should because, like, maybe students would outweigh their options before they, like, you know, think it's good to have a baby.
Mm.
Like, you know, their parents might, like, oh, I can help and stuff like this, but, like, sometimes you got to learn on your own. Yes. And I just feel like, honestly, if we educate them more and make them understand that, like, you know, we people that's, like, an example of, like, I struggle having, like, kids at a young age and I don't want everybody else to be like this because this is, like, a problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of girls get pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. I'm surprised. Never mind.
Yeah, so the last time I heard about this in school is, like, in health class in 9th grade in PE. So it's not really a conversation.
So where y'all getting y'all conversation? Like, where's the conversation coming from?
We just talk about it. We just talk about it in class. Like, we literally sit, like, in the 10th class, we'll literally sit there and we'll just start talking. And then we'll start talking about, like, we talk about, like, stuff like alcohol. Is alcohol a disease or a choice? Like, we'll just sit there and we'll just make up topics and just start talking. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know where they come from. I just think we just all be curious because, you know, it's like we got our own health class.
So let me ask you a question. So now that you got an audience of, like I said, principals, educators, superintendents, people in California, outside of California, and like, what do you want them to know? Like, what do you want them to take away from this part of the conversation? Like, do you want them to engage students more around this stuff? Do you want them to just have space for y'all to talk about it by yourselves? Like, what? Give them advice because they're people are looking towards this podcast for advice from you all about what's going to work for you. So what's y'all advice? And we're going to close out on this.
I feel like we should have groups. Like, we can have, like, discussions. I feel like, you know, not even just the teachers, the students, and we have, like, clubs around it. Like, you know, we need to educate students just as much as we say teachers need to educate them. So I feel like we have groups or we, like...
Well, can't y'all talk about this in the group that y'all just launched?
Yeah, but I want to do it for, like, more of the 9th and 10th and, like, you know, the kids, like, you know, that's farther down because that's who it really impacts right now. That's who, like, you know, that's, like, usually in the age range, like, 14, 15, 16. That's who usually get pregnant the most. And I feel like if we have an impact on them now and, like, talk to them now, then maybe it will help their decisions on what they want to do in life and, like, you know.
Okay. What about y'all's thoughts?
I also agree with Nessa. After like ninth grade, after doing everything with health and everything in the ninth grade, we went to do a health thing with our PE teacher. After the ninth grade, everybody got into the 10th grade for me, and everybody just stopped caring about it, because I remember we made jokes. Well, the kids made jokes about the health center. Remember we used to go to the health center, they used to talk about unplanned pregnancies and everything. Yeah, that's funny. I'll still be hitting it, though. I just feel like maybe after a little bit, we should really just sit down and talk about it, because this is not right. What do you want the adults to do? It shouldn't just be the ninth graders who have the health class. I feel like it should be everybody who still has the health class.
A lot.
Yeah, we need to educate everybody.
I agree with that.
Maybe we can extend it to like 10th or 11th grade.
So if they gave y'all another class mandate to like have another health class that's talking about these type of things.
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind?
No.
You a senior too. You about to leave.
Yeah, you should.
I'm just saying,
I want to like at if least that, help if that, the other
No, if that's what you asking for, listen, I just want to advocate for what you want. That's all I'm saying. Go take us out, Jaden. What's so based off what she just said, all the adults that's listening in California, outside of California, what you want them to take away from what y'all just talked about?
Everything in the podcast? Or just like
just this last part.
Oh, or so
you go, you do whatever you want to, Jade.
So basically, all in all, like y'all the adults need to like I think emphasize how bad like certain things such as mental health, such as we was just talking about abortions, they need to emphasize and us as students, we need to know like the seriousness of all these topics along with school and a relationship with our teachers. All of this stuff is important. Mm-hmm. So it will help if we can find a way like, or we just like make it a norm for teachers to like emphasize the importance of these things and to have more programs and all of this stuff to like have us students really know in our heads, like deep in our brains, that certain things are important and certain things we shouldn't do and should do. And yeah.
All right.
Not in the form of brainwashing, but y'all know what I'll talk about.
Listen, man, I think y'all did an amazing job on the show. I see y'all getting more comfortable. I love Nessa to death. And even when she bringing topics from
absolutely
from the moon, you feel me? It's cool. I mean, she threw that like Thanos through the moon and Avengers
out of nowhere,
right? But it's all good, man. But I appreciate y'all. Big round of applause for you all. Y'all did a great job. So I will see y'all soon. The next time I'm on the show with you all, we might have your principal, so be ready for that part. Bring that heat. I want that same energy too. You know what I'm saying?
Energy.
I want to make don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a whole bunch of thoughts and comments. Now she ready. Principal ready. She gonna be sitting here. You know what I'm saying? She gonna do her hair up just for y'all. Come sit down and be on the show with y'all. So get ready for that show. It should be fun. Y'all have been listening to the Energy Converter Student Voice Podcast. We will get up with y'all. Y'all have a good one. Peace. I just want. I was on the corner with the reef. Then they got us one for free.